Let me speak now of the functions that mythology has served. Now, I've spoken of this here before. It's, to me, a very important point. What makes a mythology? What does all this do for the organization and harmonization of our lives? What function do the myths serve? And then next week and weeks following, I'll try to see specifically how in the high civilizations these functions have been served. The first function is what I call the mystical, properly religious function. It's that of arousing and maintaining in the spirit of the individual a recognition and sense of wonder and awe before the absolute mystery of being itself. With affirmation and with gratitude. That is the primary religious attitude of affirmation of this life in being as it is. Now I'm finding I've had some rather disillusioning experiences recently with respect to students who come hating life. Only a couple of weeks ago, one of my most respected students, one of the finest students I ever had, a young woman with a glorious mind and absolutely perfect situation in family and so forth, she had graduated a couple of years ago, phoned me and asked if she could have dinner with me or lunch with me. I said, certainly. So she came and sat across from me. And the first question she said was, have you ever hated life? I said, tried to think honestly, had I ever? And I had to say, no, I think not. Well, she said, and I don't know how true this is, this surprises me, she said, you are the only intellectual I know who doesn't hate life. Well, people I associate with aren't intellectuals, so most of them do love life. But what does this mean?